Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Blog Talks Radio, Indigenous Voices of People. I'm your host tonight, Jabril Salam. And our other host is Chinupa Gluha Money. And tonight we will be discussing Indigenous issues all across Turtle Island, also known as United States of America. We're going to start off with a prayer. We'll say a prayer in our language, and we'll finish with a song. And we welcome all of you listeners out there to call in and join the discussion. And as we discuss issues which plague the Indian people across Turtle Island. The call-in number is 657-383-1630. Again, that's 657-383-1630. And we welcome you all to call and join in the discussion. If you have anything to share, we welcome that. If you have knowledge to share, we welcome that. And let's see if we have our other host here tonight with us. Chinupa, are you there? If you can hear us out there, last week we had an audio problem. Seems to be everything's working. Okay, well, let's get into this, folks. All right, we're going to start off with a prayer, and then we'll get into some discussion. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ar-Rahmanir rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم الصراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد النبي أمي وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين Godo, Kalistineski. So we say, what's going on? Can you hear us out there?
I can hear you.
All right. We got Chinupa Gluha Money on the line. Welcome. How are you today, Chinupa?
Well, it could be better, you know. Every time we're getting ready to start the show, there's two things that happen. My brothers are late. Got people that are all tuning in, texting me, wondering, hey, show me starting. Who's hosting it? But I don't want to get into that part. I just got to keep telling them, you know. Keep listening in, keep going, and you know, this Voices, the Voices of Indigenous People, this radio show is about really looking at matters that go on in Indian country. And so without any further understanding on a negative basis to it, let me open up with a Lakota prayer for everyone that's tuning in on behalf of everybody in Turtle Island. So this is our opening prayer. Ho tungasila wakasuka kichi manetu. Ampetu kile chonwaste ongida taku iwongla kaki chonwaste onhiutaka. Nenye chetke hochi chapi. Wakatan katakya. Cha hena echa wokeki. Wayate mikoki kilam. Naha taku lena insha iwongla kaki. Nye chetke hochi chapi. No unchi ma kaki a naga ptech papiko. Unchi ha iwan kichu na unkaita po. A kek sewe chasu lechun se ptala unkina jib na okancho la ugana lechun se etako iwan glakok. Nish a e chetke ho chichu. No hun khena wichoni ekik na kam na kpe unki am na ha makasi na ki unkaki. Ena inshia nye tchoketa kya. Ena tchokel nye cha e aglikte. Cha e agne hata heta ha. Chengu na kikile. And the head should say, I take it. Okay, now we talk about it. Kusha inazi bin Hazaliana, Nile Octa. Oh, you can't hati a topa, Governor Nisha Hoshi Chapit, your petty clay. So I asked you what Hoshi Chapit. Hatanko at the Colachapi. A hako at the Colachapi. Sit a sapla in Shan Colachapi, no humbly attic in Nisha Colachapi. No, Jiman Haki, hey. Wagalak in her, which hop on Kihene Isha, once you keep hoppy head. No one got that, they were cut from Kaki Chimane to Kihena, eh? Uchoni kile noko. Kya hechus inuki hechus kya. Oyate. Leompe. Daku igleka iwungla koki. Nie. Oaste eagla kile. O hechus e. O watra. O. Metaki. You know where we left off last week on the Indigenous Voices of People radio show? We were talking about certain issues that pertain to Native people in India. And do call in, folks. Do call in. 657-383-1630. And tune in. And if you have issues that you need to express and talk about, go right ahead. Hoping my little brother Junior will call in. I was hoping Devin would call in. Devin wouldn't answer his phone. You know, times ain't hard for anybody. It's just you got to think past that and stay on the independent structure. But what I wanted to start off with in Indian country, here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, the full-blooded people are being targeted by the newly elected tribal government with the newly elected tribal president by the name of Kevin Keller. This man, according to certain people, illustration, has not really fulfilled his call of duty. And so remember, folks, in any political situation, tribal, county, state, and federal, the people ain't really elected. There's a difference between being elected and selected. So people like Mr., you know, Kevin Keller, he was selected. And what do I mean by that? I mean that the provision that this young man is supposed to stand accountable for isn't accurate to hold the supremacy of the system accountable for all these illegal, heinous behaviors that affect Indian country, let alone the people in general that understand the HR system going on in the country that is ours. So without that understanding being in a sense of gratification, forthcoming ordeals of what happens, we need to take a look at, you know, we need to analyze ourselves in the conditions we're going through, you know, predated with, you know, the newly elected federal president, Mr. Joe Biden. You know, we need to look at all these issues that pertain to issues that we need to survive ourselves on. And I mean by surviving ourselves on, because a lot of us, you know, have the characteristics to think independent, act independent, exercise the business at that level. But we're never given an opportunity to do so because it's always bombarded with different practices in Indian country. Last month, we had our honoring of our involvement of the Wounded Knee Takeover in 1973 and different other provisions that went on. And so with opening those kind of sentimental values that affect people in Indian country, I'd like to start off with acknowledging more of a structured virtue because, you know, the failure to address a system, and a system that is discriminating, you know, the disparities between racial effectiveness. We, the Lakota people in treaty territory, as expressed through, you know, certain federal and state and local governments, policies and practices are never well, you know, informed to the continuation of our existing survival as a First Nation people. So I express them more on an independent Lakota Nation's forefront. That's our narrative. When you have an independent Lakota Nation's narrative, the Lakota Nation is a situation that gives you justice, that protects the Lakota people, and that prevents harm being forced upon you from different people of color, especially the white race. So discriminatory factors are a behavior which include the extreme, you know, violence that, you know, lynch mobs and different other groups, you know, white supremacy, skinheads, Ku Klux Klan, you name it. All of them that enforce colonial, you know, conscripts of, you know, being barbaric to the remaining body of the human population. And so when you look at even reflecting through the COVID-19 coronavirus, that was an experiment testing upon people of color because the white race is on a verge of declining their population and people of color are multiplying. And sad but true, it's killing everybody, even their own, you see. And that's the hard part for people to recognize, because you're so, you know, riddled with corruption, riddled with different types of fraud and, you know, nepotism and families, you know, that steal, you know, common lands from traditional people. You become a product of what America has always been doing since they practiced and perfected colonial policy, strip them away from the livelihood that belongs to First Nations people. Rarely is that ever mentioned beyond reservation boundaries. You see, and that's the problem in Indian country, because like different parts, you know, you have the OSG, Tribal Police Department, Tribal Police, you have judiciary branches of government that don't, that break the law and don't want to hear the needs and issues of First Nations people. And because they implement this new strategic behavior, and I call it a strategic behavior, is they force you all to put a mask on, and you're afraid to connect yourself to the great mystery.
Sure.
Somebody's talking in the background.
Go ahead, I got the mute. Keep talking.
So this is the problem that we face in Indian country and across Turtle Island. Those type of discriminatory infractions is what creates violence against traditional, and people continue to see and support the indigenous language for their yet unborn children that are coming and the ones that are here. So this verbal and psychological and neglect of the mind is what destroys people within and without. And so that's the kind of commonality that I wanted to express on this evening as we're opening up to, you know, the issues that are really targeting Indian country. And let's go back into a small piece of history. It's a small piece. The criteria for the aspects of what genocide is created for, it took a different foreign understanding individual, a foreign understanding individual, Raphael, I can't remember his last name, but he coined the language of, you know, what genocide was. Well, when I was overseas in Italy and Venezuela, Bolivia, Ecuador, and different countries over there across the water, even in Finborough, London, England, I learned something from a different, you know, pronunciation of people out there that were exposing the corruption of what America has tried to do to those countries. And it's a Latin word called propadeit fundamental practice. Propadeit fundamental practice is stronger than genocide. Genocide creates half-breeds. Propadeit fundamental practice, on the other hand, annihilates a race or animals, and they cannot reproduce themselves. They're driven beyond extinction. So these are the things and the topics that we need to pay attention and talk about to really look at why these false imprisonments and these understandings of the mind and the body are being controlled by the system. That doesn't create a better life for any Lakota person or people in general. So this is what I look back at. And why our grandfathers and grandmothers have been telling us, they said in Lakota, Tokatakya ishish kampo eapi, prepare for the future. These weren't misguided directions of how America implemented its colonial practices to neutralize human rights. No, they were actually telling us to prepare for what was coming, because that's the start of something we have to finish as a people struggling to remain free. And that's the hard part, because you got drugs, you got alcohol, you got sociological deformatory, you got sensitism, you got, you know, Eurocentric bipolar disorders. You got all these names that describe positions of what America has done. They're the only race that yell and scream at people. And then once they take that power of control and imply it to people, that's what they call preventive, you know, response of verbal enhancement. A preventive response of verbal enhancement creates a change that is occurring today. You know it and I know it. Even the listening audience that don't know it, you're hearing it now. So intentionally, the way this system is reacting to people is they're forcing this stuff to every tribal government, and lo and behold, tribal governments are going for it. They've been accountable, and I mean accountable, for different monies that were stolen, past and present, you know, administrations. And now they're forced with it again. But this time, from what I learned, Mr. Biden, and I call him Mr. Biden, he is making, you know, attempts to try to see how that money is being spent. And it's called, the real name of this money is called 4E's money. They just gave it a name to describe it on a different professional scale. And that's why they call it stimulus. Obama's administration tabled the stimulus, you know, practices and the packages for that to be distributed amongst the poverty-stricken, you know, tribal people of color that lived in the city, such as our black folks and our Mexica brothers and sisters and many others that are foreign to our country. And then we get the crumbs. We native people get the crumbs of it. But that money has to be accountable, well, you know, for how it's going to be spent. So psychologically, there's still a physical assault going on. There's also what? A psychological abuse that threatens the mind and the body. There's also denial of meals. You can't purchase and you can't go out and eat. And the failure to deliver those meals to people that need them, such as our elders and children that are disabled. Those are the things that hurt Indian country. And the threats of being arrested for different type of false imprisonments that are, you know, as a political, you know, retaliation, that discriminatory faction is the thing that creates negative public policy and negative public safety. The judiciary systems through those proceedings are denying you through a system that blacklists everyone that are struggling to remain free. And because we have a crisis of housing shortage, now we're also having a crisis of water shortage. Both of these two understandings have been going on for centuries and decades, folks. And until you take the critical masses to look at that problem, then and only then can we really implement the independent structure to free ourselves from this captivity at the discretion of white America. So tonight's, you know, behavior of what we're talking about in Indian country, as the phones begin to be calling in and the boys can get light up, you know, lit up here in a few minutes, we need to really look at security of how we're supposed to protect and serve our elders and our children and our people. And the four-legged creatures that we still have, whether they're your dogs, your birds, certain rodents, whatever that you love and you find dear to your own common understanding, as a version of that virtuosity that comes in your heart is, you know, protected by the blood that was given to you from the great mystery and Mother Earth and everything that is dear to us through the air and life in itself and through the waters of that, through our birth canal, from our mom. Our late mothers gave us these things, and yet in 2021, we're forgetting those spiritual elements to reconnect. And so what I mean by reconnecting, we're not getting back into the traditional values of the way it used to be. Don't forget, Sitting Bull, Crazy Horse, Rain in the Face, Gall, Dull Knife, Two Moons, No Ears, Red Cloud, Spotted Tail, all these great, you know, Indian fighters stood up to the might of the American government's military and took them out on the field of battle in 1876. And from that day on, their people been persecuted over it. And so we're constantly at the throat and the mercy of tribal government doing the dirty work for the federal government, states and county. And this is how it's taken away our means of survival by not putting our people in front of us and keeping them first. That forcible transfer is what's eliminating our children and our elders through every type of COVID sicknesses that this government's been imposing upon our people. And so as I bring this to a conclusion, and by ending it with an opening sentiment in the language, here's how we're going to start that show completely, rapidly, with every type of independent, you know, dereliction that you have to justify your arguments that are aimed at the system that is not protecting your human rights. Olexis Ibalabakte. Ho metaki piake le chanupa gloha money. Lakhoto woyuk chankile. Chantet inzo okhrate hechums enoji na wag lakikte. Lakhoto wichoyo githop. Le chalake se taku epchekile mila haska et chetka. Dak shika hena e chumpik iwagaki. Yung ka mecha kokata nodina with jokshe. Wama kaska isha iotiekia. Natona hunk lena wabble as a woyukcha, woyuk jump the hena luhab hunter. Tokata ke hechus oyashkunk the hunter. Doni lechus enazium nishnala oyaki. Dua isakib oni chink the hunter, ho hena echa, kokata ke ilalena. Daku pilini chink the kehechus e. Young King, the Tokataka. As one a to Toksag le ukina, Taku was the Ichakinste. As the comedy, Wocheke Yakakap, the Wachakapi. Ho etaha Hetchins e Chanopinaha, or was the Toski Yakuaki. Kusha Nazib and Totsinki let you glue home and Taku Hena Shichahe Aikaki Bakinta Bomitaki. Tokataka e honey Matho Wambly le. Oyate oichak yakinaha. Daku toksa ukte. No one can zaglinaha kikte oispichana a wine shanka. Hetchums e ukte. No wakaki lena isa techia sloyok. Hetchums e nisa eato. Iksuya po. Kohama unspik lila techite. Kohe wana hinazipe mitakipi. Ta matho wambli taku iwogla kikihe uchakhe. Wana yehoni. Na mila haska ki lena tak shiche hena umpach bau ki hena echa wana ieska na oyate ki toksak lena mila haska tawop hena wichoye so wa stela pa ki ki hena echa ois papina doske oyate ki wichak wak te ki hena kak oliapi ho heta ha lila oyate mit hoki kakishap na yot yegya na hok na haksi che api tatsi ki kshu ichap na ata tone hechinse yupakin hashta komane Stala lechus e woyukse wunji abelezik de na tchokata ke wane tuki lena tchokta ki glifoni pina ha. Oyate ke lena ki kitab hanta. Wak sape ki suta chante heti ma egna ka. Da komene hechus e wichoka na ha. Was ak inkte hanta he I chak inkte mitakib. Hechus e hane oyate on kitrapi e hane ospeo kiap na I woglaka. Daku lena unkitchop ni hena kakab yapu. Kakol ya hena hechuse ya chimpik de unpetu wanji. Ne hena mis unsloe, wan blake. No yatek lena taku woma kakab ha. Hena uchakab, yete. Na kohan hunk hena wana ikpe unkia ki hena insya wosuta suta oispap. Hena uncha kaunspe unkiapi. Na taku lena ya chimpik ni chetke hechuse eato unki wola kota ki he. Oteachi, wolakhana, wolakhota kile, mikaki pi niecha luhaya skata pi, heun sa tagni, iglecha nan lusto oyakis. Oteachi lechins e wapcha ilala pi. Suka ki hena ishnala wapcha boki, hena wichocha no hechins e chumpi, hena tchopi. Ashi nihas ni lechins e mila hanske tchap, wichoya ate wapcha ilala na ha, wasloik lena ota oluspe ki hena e, oteachi wakankan wagla kapi. Wakhat khanka kichi mane tu ki lek khuta makhan ka ta hinazi tekhia wala ka okte. Na wanch hagne hechu ze eight one ke. Dos kilena wans pe ki chichu ki takwe tita ki is wakak ni tropi hena echa na khunch ne. Hechu se inu khan ki ate tekhia wala ka okte. Mu chone ni tropi eking na kena ait ni ne. Eta ha makha ya glikh ba okte. Hena hechu se ichu oki. Wakhat khanka ki kichi mane tu ki le isnala wakha. Na uchi makha ki he isha wakha. Na hu topa na ha. Uya ka oya chek hene isha wakha pi. Na hu topa ki e hane wakha mkha. As hino aneche. O te achi he chus e iwa aglaka. Ho. Uya ki lena echa na ha ki wosuta ki yo hapi. Wakha ki hene winukhta la na ha. Uya na wichinka ki hene na ha ki oispa pi. As toani he chus e. I hakab najin na tokata ki I hakab ulala. Toani. Hena mis asloa na wan blake. As ina mit khaki niu ha, na unchi waki lena niu ha, hena iha kab nozi. Nan hena echa, to ha tak shicha wankam na wank pitis ni hante umak ya kab. Khokata iya na hechu ze obu chaki jo, na iya hiang leo. Hecha no ki tak omini le iya zikte. Yuka wu chaka, se hecha mo. Na hachi wane tu tankike leo kitalo kina zipike he yanke. As wana oyate ki, o dachi. Lechu se akichi ta he macha. Akichi taki lena echa. Taku unja aikla ki hena echa. Na tau gyda lytrin sy'n edrych yn byd na hynna edrych, was i ti trop i hytrin sy'n hwn gobchaf. Na o chola gyd i'n na hachdi o chledeg i lyna oes bog i he, hynna edrych was ac i siwta o ade edrychanta ha hynna na hachdi yw hafi. Ho hynna na hachdi yn gyd. As mi na hachdi gyd chawo chyd i hynna wa te ala tapi. As doni le o ziwla wola kwa te ke hytrin sy'n nazi o yaki. Na le na wizi aki kile lila sija mitaki. Na wizi kile he un kit house. Ni hena o spe un kia pinaku. Ho wana hechi si anti kwaka. O hena hechi si lechta ti wagla. Na wana ake blut hoki na ha. Mila haska ta wi choke ki he. I choke he at yeska wai. O mitaki pilama kalo. Now we turn it back into that scheme of value. And so let's open it up to a majority of people that are calling in. If there's anyone out there that want to add on, go right ahead. This is your show, and part of it is called, you know, the voices of indigenous people. So go right ahead if you may drill and begin to, you know, start off with whatever you all want to talk about that's calling in. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you very much, brother, for the prayer and that understanding and giving us that in Lakota, because I always like to hear our languages. It just resonate with the soul to hear our languages, because our languages had no foul words, they had no lies, no mismeanings and misnomers, always concise. And what grandma and ma always said, be concise and to the point. This is what our language is, they are direct. So I always love to hear that. And so thank you so much, brother. Whoopula Tonka. We got two callers. Well, we lost a couple callers, fell off. 734-0196. State your name and where you calling from, what nation you represent, and join the discussion. Caller, are you there? Hey, man, stepped away from his phone. Maybe he was mute. 734 area code, last four digits, 0196. Okay, well, I guess maybe they're just listening in. So let's carry on with the discussion. I was very interested in where we left off last week. We were discussing those issues and those understandings last week during about the mass incarceration and these corruption in these tribal governments, trying to get that understanding of the people to start implementing their own machinations of self governance, of self independence and self sustenance, self-sustaining, because so many of our people have talents, have skills, and have abilities to do so many things, yet they're hampered and hindered by tribal presidents, tribal councils, city governments, and so many state governments, and people who really, they're in a position of servitude. These are all tribal governments, city governments, county governments, all service corporations to serve the people. But if the people don't make them step up and do the job, then we have these type of issues that start to creep in. And then funds don't get dispersed properly. Animals don't get properly taken care of. People don't get properly taken care of. Roads don't get maintained, so forth. So I'd like to touch back on those issues there. Chinupa, if you will, if you could share with us what you, with the listening audience also, some of the things you shared with us earlier on our phone conversation, how you have to step up and take care of all of our people, whether they be two-legged or four-legged or whatever the pronunciation. Can you expound on that, brother?
Yes, let me kind of, you know, amplify my understanding with that. You know, earlier this afternoon, I had a arise with, you know, the National Park Service because of the neglect of our brothers and sisters, our family, the buffalo, Tatankoi out there. And they were being neglected where, you know, domestic cattle are being, you know, fed, they're being taken care of, they're having newly calves being born, and yet our people are neglecting their own. Yet we have these programs that are supposed to be aimed at protecting our wildlife, you know, such as the buffalo, the alpaca program. And BLM, the Bureau of Land Management, oversees these responsibilities through the Interior Department. And that's not being upkept because I had to go to the forestry to start stepping up, and then the national parks complain about the neglect of our people without water and feed. And that's our buffalo oyakimitaki. And I don't want to hear you guys talk a lot of crap about things that say you're doing something in the name of, you know, activism and your animal fighters, your water fighters, and all. If you were water fighters too, water protectors, like what happened in Standing Rock, why are you guys buying water out of a bottle? That's not water protecting, man. The white man's selling water to you, and you're buying it. Don't tell me, man, that you ain't. I've been there, I've done that, and seen it, and I'm still living it today. So now I go back to this part that my little brother Jabril was asking, you know, about why our people are neglecting our four-legged. That's what this COVID-19 had done. It's keeping us separated from everything that involves us. See, Aunt Lorraine Whiteface talked about it in the documentary called Red Cry about the buffalo. Now, because within the system that breaks people, there is what they call an international genocide provision, okay? The United States government has used that officially to harm people through a systematically educated form and condition to neutralize your virtuosity to speak and put claims that blusters the intent. And I mean blusters the claims of intent. When people are supposed to have fiduciary responsibility, such as tribal government, state, county, and the federal government, despite those failures, nothing is getting restrained from the trust responsibilities of those obligations that protect taxpaying dollars that are supposed to serve the people on every said reservation. So this U.S. Act of Accordance that is, you know, applicable through the laws that resolve different violations, we Lakota people and many others of color are access to even to the most basic human rights that are being violated. For those services and opportunity, they simply carve out a day-to-day survival extinct, you know, in existence behavior that neutralizes your value of that human right. And that's what's sad. But a lot of us all talk like we know the game. No, you don't know the game because you don't even know how to play it. Once the white man tells you something, you go for it. Why you got the mask on? He created that. And again, the great mystery didn't do that. This is all man-made sicknesses. And you all go for it. You don't want people to come on your reservation. You don't want people to come on there. You're doing that. I experienced that when I went to Cheyenne River to my brother Bryce Inderwood in those place. I seen that. Their own people wouldn't let their fellow people come in. Like where we Indians are contagious to each other. Well, you go ahead and live like that. Now I get it. There is no longer Lakota people in those areas, and I don't care what any of you say. If you disagree with that, call me. Let's get busy and talk about it. Because more or less, you're blaming your people, but you're not blaming where it came from. This is why those fiduciary responsibilities that tribal governments are entrusting is about money, contracts, the court settlements that carry out these programs that neutralize your rights, that empower more of the straight to put these governments in power to strip those human rights. Those are all treaty agreements that you guys can't see. As the Lakota people once seen it, those federal laws and also what they've created apply to U.S. contracts of trust money that are stolen and misused on the contrary of said tribal government. And this is where people don't want to get into that because they're afraid. It's called a cultural destruction, folks. When you have, let's say, when you're supposed to have 100% language-speaking people on a reservation, over a course of history and the years and millenniums that change, we are driven down to almost less than 14% the Lakota population that can speak the Lakota language. So our language is on the verge of extinction, okay? So you think that curriculums that are being, you know, pushed into elementary and high schools are going to save it? No, in a single lifetime, okay? And this is where I get into that part. From people my age, from the 60s, 50s, 40s, 30s, and maybe the late 20s are the only ones that can still speak the Lakota language, okay? And some children from the age capacity of 3 to 7 years old can pick it up too if it's constantly taught in the household. Because that language is the education that was first used in a home or a teepee, whatever you want to call it. So that cultural destruction is what reduced the population of people not obtaining the Lakota language. Like I've always said, and if you get offended by it, so be it. I'm glad you did. Just because you look like an Indian and you sound like an Indian don't mean you're an Indian. You have to have the language that connected to that, that makes you who you are. And I disagree with anybody else that thinks it otherwise. We play with spirituality. We play with our sacred pipe. We play with our sun dances. We play with our sweat lodges. We play with everything. And we never own up to that blame. Now the half-breeds are doing it. They're playing Indian. They're playing our way of life, and they're getting away with it. They have nothing, no cultural connection to that. I'm going to say this to everybody that's out there in Indian country. I come from the Martin family on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, and every one of them half-breeds that are on this reservation used to say this, okay, because we were traditionally oriented. We were brought up that way. They used to say this. All them half-breeds on Pine Ridge used to say, stay away from Cecilia and Roy Martin's family. Those Martins eat dog. Okay, half-breed, this is what you said to us. Stay away from us because we Martins eat dog. Well, that's a traditional kinship of dog soldiers. We've been doing that since time immemorial. Before you half-breeds even got here, we've been doing that. So your blood and race is with the white man. So you serve him rather than serving what native blood you have. So I'm disagreeing with you half-breeds, and I'm going to continue until you find a way to heal yourself. You guys ain't nothing but thieves. You bastardize your language. You keep your people in poverty, and you keep serving your white master. And I'm saying that. That's because that's how you make a system complete to fail the people in general. So when I said this fiduciary responsibility becomes a lack thereof, those programs that the government are supposed to use as an accordance to help natural rights and protect people, you half-breed thieves are lining your pockets up and getting shit ready for yourself because your white brother, your white family, your white dad, mom, and all them are giving you that. This is why the life expectancy on the said reservation is 44 on down. Hell, we're having even babies dying today because of this COVID system. These are things that this American government had done. So the infant mortality rate is, what, 300% now. See? And the suicide rate of teenagers is 150%. I don't want to listen to you guys talk on the internet and, you know, you all trying to, you know, monopolize and really make, you know, political, you know, stunts. No, but you never blame the system because they're all working for you. Don't forget the drugs and alcohol abuse. Don't forget the, you know, forced removal of our children. And most of all, don't forget the police violate the oppression of our people illegally. And that's what's happening. So these diseases are constantly being driven to eliminate the people. And that's how I answer that question with an open heart. Back to you, little brother.
Oh, appreciate that, brother. And, that's a well-rounded way of putting it. We got a few callers calling in. See if they want to join the discussion. Callers for area code 406. Last four digits, 5023. If you want to join in, state your name, where you're calling from, and join the conversation.
What area code are you guys asking for? This is Ursula Youngbear from Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Oh, welcome, welcome. Welcome to Indigenous Voices of People. Go ahead and join the conversation if you want to share something with us or jump in on this topic that we're discussing.
I just tuned in with the topic.
Okay, okay. We were discussing different corruptions that plague the Indian people across the different state reservations, such as an unfair distribution of money, foods, unfair, unbalanced distribution and caretaking of the assets and the animals and so forth. And how do we bring solutions to these type of injustices? Brother Tinubu was just giving us an understanding on some of the things that were going on there on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation in Cheyenne River. So if you'd like to share something, go right ahead.
I caught the end of what Tinubu was saying about half-breeds and stuff. I've kind of had issues about non-Native women coming in and perpetrating our traditions, especially Lakota traditions. After Standing Rock, everyone became an Indian. And there's this new movie coming out called Women of the White Buffalo. It's supposed to be stories of Lakota women. And there's a white woman in that movie named Bandy Crane. She's with the John Swiftbird. And she's in there, you know, taking on the roles of a Lakota woman when she's not even Lakota. And then because they're in these movies or whatever, and then they take on our ways and act like they're better than even Lakota women. That's upsetting. I wanted to talk about that, and because that movie's supposed to be being released sometime soon.
Mm.
And there's a non-Lakota woman in there portraying herself as a Lakota woman.
Well, that was one of the issues also. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, and then we have just people coming onto the res, making movies about us when they don't really research and try to understand what's really going on with our people.
Yeah, that was another issue we had talked about earlier.
Which was?
There's people coming, non-natives who are not connected to language or culture of anything, and how they using indigenous people to get monetary gain. And because the spirituality of who we are and what we're about and how we do should be cared for and protected. Why? Because it's sacred. And if it's just used frivolously, put out frivolously as a commercial commodity, then these are some of the results. These are the things that happen. And,
yeah.
You know, America breeds greed and avarice and arrogance and ignorance and all of the wrong attributes. So we as indigenous people, we try to bring solution how to rectify a lot of these social issues, which the European people, the white people, they come and they bring their will and want to impose their will and reduce our rights, our human rights and everything to nothing, and even to remove us totally or annihilate us. And all those provisions that are put in place to supposed to take care of us, they're usurped by his little brother. So these are issues which we had discussed earlier. And right before you came on. So yeah, those things. And then they put it in our face, slap in the face, a movie. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a bunch of movies coming out that.
Yeah, these are the issues that need to be dealt with.
Yes. But I do feel like it has to do a lot with what everyone went and thought was given to them because of Standing Rock. everyone went up there, and then all of a sudden everyone's Indian and everyone's
The people who come to support the Indian people, the Indians are always this mystic people who are very misunderstood and very most people are uneducated about. And the European people are very always hungry to take something. Something that don't belong to them. Stealing. So this having this type of nurtured behavior is passed down through their children, generation after generation after generation. Take something that's not yours. You know, they don't know how to walk through nature and admire the beauty of it and give thanks to the earth for giving it to them and the creator for creating it for them. They want to take it and use it to gain, and it doesn't matter what they destroy to get their gain. So this is a person who doesn't have spirit, doesn't have balance. But we have been knowing our place as custodianship. We have to safeguard each other. We have to safeguard everything. So these are the topics which we're trying to discuss to bring solution. And the only way we see to solve these issues is through the independent structure. And that's, you were born free. You have to implement those things. So when people come, of course, we want to share our goodness with the entire world, the whole human family. But first, we have to clean our own house.
Yep.
So, and this is something we haven't stood together as Indian people for a very long time. And this is how they get away with abusing us. It's because when we don't stand together, and they can separate us through issues, through money, through colonial policies and practices. And you're a Ute Indian, so you're over there, and that only applies to you. And you're a Lakota, so you stay over here, and that only applies to you. They keep us separated, and they keep us bound to a slavery through monetary system. So, but we know of another life in our indigenous languages that's described, that our value system is totally different, and that's something they never understood from any of the indigenous people all around the globe. All the indigenous people have a different value than they do. They once had it too, but they lost it. They gave it away. They abandoned it. So they abandoned that road. So we have to fix it for ourselves. And the only way we can fix it that we see is to be independent and self-sustained, take care of ourselves. We have all the skills, all the talent, all the personnel, all the means to do it. We just have to stand together again and assert it. So I don't know if that answered your question.
Let me step in here and help you both out. I really thank and honor my niece for coming on. Thank you, Ursula. I really appreciate you. Question and all the stuff that we're dealing with in Indian country. Well, what I wanted to express more of why these invaders are constantly looking for a way to find refuge, okay? In America, anything and everything is possible. This is how America does things, okay? As the norm of pronunciation to implement whatever distinctive, you know, way of life we still have. It's being crucified by the white race and the involvement of the white race. Some can say, oh, how well, you can't do this, you can't, because I've seen my late Uncle Floyd Hand say that to me, you can't condemn the white man. No, I have a right to do that, the same way he condemned us. Okay, now they're all gone. And so those teachings that these brothers, you know, elders that passed on, that left behind, are not really into the best interest of humanity, okay? Now, what I am going to get into is going to blow your mind completely in a different direction. Okay. From when I look at the imperialistic behavior of how America does things, okay, we Native people, lawfully in our own territory, have a right to protect ourselves from a traditional standpoint, okay? this is why I used to tell people, we need to create our own covenants and not take them to the Interior Department and the Bureau of Indian Affairs and so forth. We need to take them to the world leaders in the United Nations. These covenants are a virtue to describe what we want and determine that political status or status to protect what children and elders we have left. So people like my niece, Ursula, and them can continue to blame our people. And I'm taking full responsibility of that blame because she's right. All our so-called spiritual men today are bringing these white people in for the lust of money. Mammon. Mammon's the ticket. This is why white people are hungry for spirituality. They don't believe in theirs anymore because they had a spiritual leader, what they called Jesus, Jesus, Yahshua, whatever his name was back then. It never existed over here in Turtle Island. So those people killed their own spiritual leader. They killed him. And I reflect this. Indigenous people, we never have killed our spiritual leader. You see, that's the problem with what's going on in, you know, our country of Turtle Island, better known as the Island Hill, in 2021. So, and until we quit bringing the Washita people, the white race, into our midst of existence, then and only then can we survive freely. This white man hates us. He wants us gone, period. Why do you think this COVID-19 was created? Because the white population, the white race is declining, and the people of color multiplied it. Take a look at what they did at the Capitol building back in January. Look how destructive these people are. But when anyone else of color went over and did that, we didn't do that. But it's okay for the white man. You see? This is the problem with all people, not seeing that. And there is bad and good blood in every race. But not to bring them in, like my niece said, in Standing Rock. I've seen white people running all over, people getting charged with sex crimes and all that shit, sleeping with the white race, because that's how the white women are. They're some horny little women, and they want it all the time because that's the way they are. And I'm saying that with integrity. And I own up to my actions on this radio show. And so until our people look at the freedom by our own choice, our country can be free again. But it's up to us to determine that independence of that freedom and make it move in the direction where we're going, into the 22nd century of the future, where we're all supposed to be headed. That's why I said to determine their political status or status is the key's future. But we're not talking like that. We don't take our own blame for what our people are doing. Look what I just said. Those half-breeds are doing just that. Look, America gave you everything in the normal pronunciation, okay? In the normal pronunciation, they gave you drugs. They gave you alcohol. They gave you pharmaceutical. They gave you mental health. They gave you bastardizations of words, restrictions of this and that, okay? The white man is known for that. He's a devil. He's a devil in true form, okay? Now, in order for us to overcome that and get away from that, we got to back away from them, stay away from them, the same way they're staying away from us. But we can never get there because we keep bringing them in. All these spiritual men, whether it's Dave Swallow or Orville Looking Horse, whoever, they bring them in. They all bring these white folks in because it's about money. I will always remember what Leonard Krodoff told me, my brother in the struggle. Leonard told me, he said he liked money, but he was scared of the messages that Strongheart had, Sanupaglaham money. He was afraid of that. He told me that personally. He liked money. But he can do that, and I'll tell you why. Because he's a clown. He does things backwards, contrary. That's what clowns do. So I give him that. But the rest of them ain't clowns. They're not, but they bring them in anyway. This is what I know from my own experience on this earth at the age of 63. So constantly when we look at the national public order, and I call it the national public order because our people's fault is ourselves. We cannot consistently blame ourselves or even recognize that present behavior. This is why I say, if collectively we can all put our consciousness and our minds together to prevent things from occurring and happening, then and only then can we stop the white race from intermingling with our faith and our way of worship. And I'm only using this language in English to describe them. I don't want to belittle my Lakota language for the names of our ceremony. I don't want to do that. So, like, if you look at the white Christianity's faith, the churches, go in there. All denominations of people are in there. And it's a white man giving the sermon, telling the stories about Christ. That guy don't know Christ. He never knew Christ existed. Whatever's written in their books from back in ancient times is what they abide by. That's all. But those were the real scrolls of that Bible is written over there across the water. They don't know that Jesus himself was Palestine. He was Palestine. He was a carpenter. They don't know this stuff. There are people when I was over there in Palestine that was telling me the real stories. And they don't see this. That's why they say, oh, Jesus the Nazareth, Jesus of Bethlehem. Ah, come on now. The Palestinian people were the ones that were connected to him. And this is how much I know from my people. And I'm talking about one of my little brothers, Tyreek Aspore. He's a very remarkable, strong heart warrior out in California that share intellectual communications with me. He is doing what he can to protect his family across the water, just like all of us trying to protect our elders and children here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. And I mean we dog soldiers. So submitting to the reasons against an exclusion is the case. See, this is how we need to come at it. Like my niece expressed, she's seen how everybody wants to be Indian. Well, I'm trying to remain an Indian. I don't want to be white. There's no other color of man I can be but be me. And that's it. And it reminds me of one thing. Everyone wants freedom. That's the thought process in your mind. That's what your consciousness is supposed to believe in. But if you have that, what are you going to do with it? See, that's the answer and the question people look for. Well, when I have it, when I have freedom as my thought conscious, it's going to become my way of life, the way my ancestors once did it, since time immemorial. That's how you protect children. That's how you protect the people. So our elders can continue to serve all the traditional understanding. But because of how America abused us, they raped us, they murdered us, they abused us, cut our hair, washed our mouths out with soap, made us kneel on rice and beans to hurt our knees and shit. This white race is barbaric. And yet we still want to bring him in. We need to eliminate ourselves from that guy. Once you emancipate yourself from it, then and only then can we have a chance to continue to live free. Otherwise, they're going to continue to use ethnocide, ethnic cleansing, ethnic religious, linguistic, behaviors to coexist with us. We can't allow that anymore. And we have to own up to it, Indian people, Lakota people, Mexica people, black people. We have to own up to that. We got to keep them away from us. And we have done that in time. In time, we have done that. Now look at it. They keep wanting. But they were told to do that. They were told to do that. Even the names, Brewers, Conroys, all those eastern tribes out there that had a population in the area, all those Anglo-Saxons that landed in Rhode Island and Delaware, those names are over here. That was a policy that was created by the Vatican to have them people come over here. It was Pope Nicholas V that did that shit. And that's why they're still here, still doing that same damn thing, that heinous behavior. And I answered those questions truthfully to my niece because when Pope Nicholas V gave, Alfonso something, a Portugal, individual, permission to invade and capture people, them people did that. They subdued our people in all them little linguistic islands out there. They have done that. Nobody's talking like that. So when they invade and capture those people, that's how that barbaric abuse of colonial policies were implemented to take that away from us. You see? In the name of Christianity and that Christian right of domination. Am I making any sense here, little brother Jabril?
Yeah, you're making perfect sense. Sounds like doctrine of discovery.
Yeah, so see, this is how the ancient doctrine of discovery has done that. Okay? So So that's what you reflect back to United States is federal Indian law. And you got people like Chase Iron Eyes and all them clowns on the internet talking this and talking. That's all trash. I don't want to listen to that until you know exactly what these Catholic Church has done to people when Colombo come over here, meaning Columbus. I call him Colombo. He wasn't Peter Falk, by the way. You know, this idiot was a barbaric, racist man. Okay? Historically, that voyage started in 1452. And they arrived here in 1492. So you think about 40 years within that time, what Pope Nicholas V gave those clowns to do, they exterminated and annihilated races where they can never, ever reproduce themselves. And that's how the law, propitiate fundamental practice, is so rapidly outside our waters in different countries. That's how they force penetrate the Americans' thinking ability to halt him. Just recently, Biden bombed a couple places. So then people turned around and bombed them back. What does that tell you? They had enough. They had enough of this oppressed behavior. And I'll always remember what one of Russell Means' kids went and tried to get argumentative with me. And he said, "You're an oppressed Indian." Okay? He said that, and I'm talking about Scott Means. He said that, and he was favoring the white man, okay, because he was working for the school up in Rapid City. This is Russell Means' own son, right? He said, "You're an oppressed Indian." He said that to me. Well, I was grateful with that, and I am an oppressed Indian, okay? He acknowledged that, but I could not acknowledge him. You know why? All I saw was a white Indian disguised as us. And if that word gets back to him, so be it. I'll meet him anytime, any place, anywhere. He ran from his responsibilities. And just like during AIM 1973, people make an appearance and they take off again. We're still here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. We never left. And that's the hard part. So theologically, those bases of what claims a possession is how the white race has always used colonial policy to neutralize human rights. And that's how you answer those questions, because we have to own up to it and keep white people out of our sacred way of life. Back to you all, listening audience, as we're coming down to the top of the hour.
All right. Thank you, brother. Sister Ursula, I hope that answered some of your questions. You want to say something else on that topic?
No. Not at
all. All right. Well, they greatly appreciate that. Very good question and an issue which we really have to take a close look at and address. And Shanupa, I also wanted to ask you concerning, we got on the topic of the UNPO. And bringing these issues to the World Court, to the World Forum, which, as a matter of fact, I think we have one coming up in April, Forum of Indigenous People up at the UN. So can you expound a little more on that, the NPO, so the listening audience may get some information on what that's about, and they could even look it up and find some information on it, and start familiarizing themselves with what's going on in that arena?
You know, in aspects to that, and this is the fundamental concern to it, with listening audience's viewpoint on human rights and what you're standing for, whatever those topics are, okay? The UNPO were a people that were supposed to hear grievances and procedures aimed at how America brutally neutralized human rights. Okay? And that's what the, you know, the UNPO was Unrepresented Nations of People. That was their translation to it. Okay? And it was Hague, Netherlands, you know, that was done to them. Okay? But they declared their independence. Okay? And the last show I was asking, and I asked you too, Brother Jabril, I asked you this. How many countries can you tell me that were independent that got away from this colonial conscript? And I asked you that before. We'll get into that as we get down to the top of the hour. But what your question is, if we believe in ourselves as the once free people that are still living independent, there is no need to take our grievance to the, you know, the unrepresented nations of people. What we need to do is categorize a nation of people that sits at the United Nations. If it's Ecuador, okay, we take our grievance there. If it's Bolivia, we take our grievance there. If it's Italy, we do that. And we got to do it by maybe 20 to maybe 50 people. And as we stand completely, collectively to that, we have to always be implementing language. Okay? We have to. Because those world leaders are using their language, and then they break it down in English to transfer it back into an understanding where you can get it. In other words, what I'll say in just a joke pronunciation, I can transform you. No. But I'm just using that as just a little figure of speech, okay? I had to throw that in there. I can transform you. No. So what I'm saying about the UNPO, okay, the General Assembly had implemented that over there, okay? That's why when the Secretary General, Kofi Annan, he passed away. I knew him personally. And then I got to meet my sister, Georgia Passarelli, the human rights officer. And I've been trying to work with, you know, many people on these levels to create an independent covenant. God, folks, you guys got to help me. I can't do this by myself. So I'm asking for your help. An independent covenant can keep our status focused on how we need to remain effective, right or wrong. That's right. That's
right.
What independent nation states done under international law. Before treaties were ever signed. Duh. Come on, Indian folks. Help me out here. So when we think an unhealthy circumstance, don't forget this. Don't forget this. Chief Richard Grass and them many years ago, they had a high-quality legal dossier that was created from a chronological legal history of events. Don't forget that. And I'm pretty sure my brother Oyate Ota can back me on that. But Chief Grass and them produced that before then. I was there with Clifford White Eyes and Buzzy Blackfeather and a few others. When those white people condemned us over there, they said they spoke for the indigenous people here in Turtle Island, which people call America. Yes, those white people said that. And they said amongst themselves in the bathroom that they couldn't allow us to speak there, and that's when I got totally pissed off at the white race and condemned them. And thanks to my brothers, Evo Morales and the late Hugo Chavez, they're the ones that gave us the testimonial dividend to stand on the floor before the world nations. Thanks to them two brothers. Now Hugo's gone. Hugo's gone, my brother. But I believe that Evo's still here, Evo Morales. So this is what I'm trying to tell you, folks. Don't forget that in 2007, me, Chanupa Gruha Money, and the late Russell Means, we took a separate approach in achieving the independence for the Lakota people. Don't forget that. We did. And unfortunately, again, you know, they infiltrated on that, but I kept it moving. So I'm still the free independent Lakota nation, which I have 15,000 members and other tribes, you know, growing into that. That's a beautiful thing. I have the Blackfeet, I have the Arapaho, I have the Cheyenne, the Salagi, many others. I have, you know, all these people, Lakotas, facing that. Same thing. So here you have Chase Ironeyes and all them guys bastardizing and trying to use the Republic. We were never a republic, folks. Don't ever forget that. The late Russell Means started that after that separation between me and him back in 2007 in Washington, D.C. They left me there, man. Them people left me there, and they took off, bastardized my name, belittled me and everything. But my elders, the Lakota elders said, where's Chanupa? Why didn't he come home? Russell and them couldn't answer to that. They took off and went to other reservations and start, you know, trying to create this, Republic of Lakota. We were never a republic. Let's get that in our hearts and minds. We will never be a republic. That's white man. The only people in ancient time that ever were a republic was the Republic of Rome. Somebody tell me I'm lying.
That's right.
So this is the problem. So those opinions are my concern. But I say that because these people couldn't cut their driver's license up. They sure in the hell couldn't cut their Social Security cards up. That's the problem with people. So when we did this statement to put that assurance on that statement about what was presented of the media and observers and different delegates from the nation state, my people went back into the bucket. I didn't. They got back, Russell and them got back into the bucket. Why do you think they call themselves the Republic? Hey, I don't have all the answers to everything. But I have a belief system of independence, of being free and left alone. And when you have that, that's what creates, man, the membership of wanting that. And this is the hard part. So all these people are utilizing white wherewithal, white think, white endeavor, white philosophical standards. Okay? Independently, they're trying to do that. Well, you can't do that unless you have language. We choyek elena tchoke hel luhak te hanta, hena et shoyate tchoke nanich ichupik te mitak yepi. That's what you have to have. And I was lied about. Russell lied about me. He said I insulted the Bolivian ambassador. That's not true. We were waiting for Russell to arrive in the ambassador's palace right there in Washington, D.C. And he didn't show. He called Gary Rowland's phone to condemn me and saying that ambassador was insulted by me using the language. And that ambassador, he said it too. No, I wasn't. So I honored that. We're waiting for you to collect this dialogue so we can sign it and get it going and make it official. And Francois Russell hung up the phone and took off. And that's how they all left me there. I had to find my own way home. Just like all things that happened in ancient times, our own people became our worst enemy. And let me tell you, folks, to this godforsaken day, on March 19th, 2021, I have never done nothing to Russell Means. Never did anything. Never. God rest his soul, too. All these people that called him uncle, brother, and all this, well, why weren't you guys there with him? Why weren't you guys there with him, standing with him firmly and all that? You guys didn't, man. You couldn't understand the concept of what he was trying to do. I knew what he was trying to do because I'm the one that stepped up to help him create it. And we did it with success. We did it from an independent Lakota Nation standpoint. Independent Lakota Nation. That's what we did. And unfortunately, he fumbled the football. But all sports are designed to fail. But the way of life isn't. And I got interrogated over that. I did. Chanupa Gloha Money. They interrogated me in Washington, D.C. Special agents that weren't white did that to me. No shit. I know. I lived with that. And if it wasn't for Hugo Chavez from Venezuela and Victor Prucha from Italy. I'd been dead by now. They ordered the American people to release me or they were going to pull their commerce exchange. And they threatened to do that. And that's how the Stronghold Warrior Society became one of the extreme warrior societies that America hates and fears. We've done that because I aligned myself with people across the water. And I went to go see Hugo Chavez. I have a picture with him. And I also have a, you know, way of expressing my virtue with Victor Prucha from Italy. I have these direct accountabilities of them. I have a picture with Thurman Statham, one of the remarkable human rights people that's a carpenter and very outspoken, you know, black activist in the state of Nebraska. I also have a picture with Johnny Mack and the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s son, Martin Luther King III. I got pictures with these people, Impress G, all of these great people that are struggling to fight for human rights to continue to assert independence. I have these pictures with people. Even my own senators in my own state, I have pictures of them. My little brother Jabril can contest that. And one of the things that I am going to say right here from an independent structure, when I and Jabril and my brother Amin and my little brother Cleosis Ross, you know, ain't ready yet, and Big Dog and Sonny went to Washington, D.C. together, okay? Hear me, folks, and hear what Jabril listened into. All kinds of tribal people went to meet the people out there in D.C. They did. Listen to this. Jabril, what did they ask Chinupa and us when we went to go see them?
Did you want some money? We can give you millions of dollars. How come y'all don't want no money? All the other Indians come here, they want money. How come y'all Indians don't want no money? What kind of Indians is y'all?
See?
We can give you, y'all can live here with millions today. And you told them that we didn't come for money. We came to correct some other things, set some other things correct. And they honored that. They respected that.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did honor it. What they honored was this, folks. I proposed to them that I wanted to be free and left alone. We were sick and tired of you guys abusing us with your courts and your jails and arresting us. We were tired of it. We want you to leave us alone. We're not bothering you people. Yes, they did. You asked your brilliant them. They were all there.
We can, what they say, we can give you tribal authority. You can give, we can give you tribal police. We can give you whatever you, law enforcement, whatever you guys want. So we didn't want anything. We just want you to let us be. That's it.
Leave us alone, and we can take care of ourselves, which we're still doing on an independent structure. You think about that, folks. When we had our meeting, and we brought all these people together, this is why. My little brother Jabril Salam, man, a.k.a. Sheikh, my little brother, and Amin, they were there to hear it. Hear your brother, Lakota people, and many other times. Your brother Chinupa represented all of us in that to be free and left alone. We had to do that. We were sick and tired of tribal governments bastardizing money. That's all they want. We didn't want that. We wanted to be free and left alone and continue to stay that so we can take care of ourselves independent. And that's a struggle in itself. As we're coming down to the top of the hour now, let's open up to some final closing remarks before we close with the song. And folks, we need you all to come back on tomorrow night's show on the Indigenous Voices of People, again, at 5 o'clock, Mountain Time.
And I want to jump in on something here, Chinupa.
Yeah, go right ahead.
I think a lot of our listeners, they call in and they listen and they want to get good information and so forth. But we, listening audience, we need you to engage. We need your ideas. We need to know what's going on in your area so that we can learn from you also and adjust things and also aid you and you can aid us so that we can implement this freedom and implement our rights and be independent and free and left alone. But we need each other. We all have to stand together. It only works if we come back to being that family. I turn it back over to you, brother.
Yes, you know, folks, as my little brothers just mentioned here on the airwaves, we want you all to engage in every type of topic that you think you have as a necessity or a measure of what we're authorizing ourselves to be continuously, you know, living under the independence of freedom, you know. That's not an assumption. That's the way leadership is positioned to do things for people. I was also appointed to the Black Hills Sioux Nation Treaty Council by the late Chief Oliver Red Cloud. I and my little brother Sam Long Black Cat, which you all know him as Sam Long. You ask him, he'll tell you the same thing. Chief Oliver Red Cloud appointed us. Appointed us. And now they're all gone. And so me and Sam are what remains with people today. And my little brother Sam was under attack by the tribal council to get rid of him as a fifth member in the position he had. And these are the things we carry and we know. And so as we come down to the top of the hour of it, folks, please engage with us and when you call in. And I know you love to listen. Maybe we want to listen. I want to listen to what you have. Look at my niece. Out of the man, kindness of her heart, she implemented an understanding that we must stop white folks from engaging in our sacred way of life and our ceremonies. She asked for that, and there's a way to do that. And so let's continue on tomorrow, you know, on the Indigenous Voices of People. And as we come down, you know, to our closing time here, folks, we see you all. We want you all to tune back in tomorrow, and please engage on our topics we talk about. This topic is going to continue on. And thank you, my niece, for coming on. And for the listening audience, I'm going to close with this song here for all of us to get back into the basics of the independence of a freedom. Thank you. This is a closing song. Good night to everybody from Lakota Country here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, and I look forward to hearing you guys all tomorrow night on the Indigenous Voices of People radio show. And thank you again, Sister Leona, for a job well done on behalf of my people and my little brother, Jabril, and, you know, my other brother there, Amin. Wopila Tanka to all of you. And good night.
Wopila, Wopila Tanka. Good night. You know what's this? Thank you, everyone. And we hope everyone has a good night. And we're going to close out. And same time tomorrow night, 5 o'clock Mountain Time, 7 o'clock Eastern Time. SubhanAllah, wa bihamdihi, SubhanAllah, Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu wa la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Yoruda, koha'i, waste.
Okay.